News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Gardaí searching for Daniel Arabosa, who went missing when he was just 3 years old, have found human remains at a site in Donabate in North County Dublin, and the remains are expected to be removed from the site on the Portran Road for post-mortem examination later on today. And here with us to discuss this more is Barry White, News Talk's chief reporter. Good morning to you, Barry. Just for people tuning in this morning, tell us where we're at now in I suppose, this stage of the investigation around the missing boy, Daniel Arabosa.
Hi, Ciara. Good morning. Yeah, so Gardaí remained on the site at this area of wasteland in the Portran Road in Donabates until it got dark last night. Now, the area remains cordoned off. There was diggers on site and there was a large spotlight that remained focused on this particular area where the remains and some clothing were found yesterday. The spotlight remained there overnight to preserve the scene. Now, later this morning, a state pathologist will arrive. I'm told that a state pathologist should arrive around daylight. And at some point today, the skeletal remains of Daniel Arabosa, who is believed would have been between 2.5 and 3 years old, will be exhumed. The Garda Technical Bureau will also conduct a forensic examination of the area where the body was found. Once this is done, DNA tests will be carried out to confirm the child's identity, although Gardaí are confident that it is little Daniel. And then a post-mortem will take place at some point, probably later today.
Okay. With regard to the post-mortem, obviously very little will happen by way of Garda action, I would imagine, in terms of arrests or charges or anything along those lines until the results come in from that, Barry. Is that correct?
Yeah, so the post-mortem will decide where this Garda investigation goes next, as detectives, I suppose, try to find exactly what happened to this little child. Now, detectives hope the post-mortem will reveal whether Daniel Arabosa died of natural causes, whether he died accidentally, or whether he may have died in a more sinister way. But given that it is skeletal remains here, it may take some time before they find out exactly what happened. In relation to arrests, Ciara, look, I don't think there's going to be any arrests anytime soon. But, you know, finding skeletal remains does offer grounds for arrests, even if the post-mortem doesn't determine the cause of death. Even if it rules out fair play, you know, failure to notify the authorities is a criminal, or notify the authorities of a person's death is a criminal offence, and proper disposal of a body is a criminal offence, okay. And aiding the concealment of remains is also a criminal offence. But like I said, the post-mortem will determine where the next step is.
Barry, is it our understanding that Daniel's mum is aiding the guards in their inquiries and that Daniel's father is living abroad? Is that correct?
Yeah, look, the parents have cooperated with the Gardaí throughout. This search started on the 1st of September and the mother of the child has been in contact with the Gardaí throughout. She has been to the search site with her solicitor at one point. It's my understanding that the father, who is living abroad in Brazil, I understand, has also been in contact with Gardaí. Now, I know this search lasted for almost 3 weeks up until yesterday, but the Gardaí have always said that they were confident that they would find remains here because the information they received, they've always said that they were confident that it was credible. And obviously this led, the information they had led to finally finding remains yesterday.
And maybe lastly, Barry, beyond this and beyond the Gardaí investigation, obviously the wider question of how little Daniel was missing for so long without it being picked up, what do we expect to come from that by way of further inquiries or further fallout, I suppose, for institutions like TUSLA?
Look, there's serious questions to be asked here, and we've heard it over the last number of weeks. The Children's Ombudsman's been very critical of TUSLA. I know there's going to be a review by the National Review Panel. The Minister for Children, Norma Foley, said yesterday that should happen soon. How soon, we don't know. Like, the review panel into the case of Kyron Dernan still hasn't happened, and we're over a year on. So it just depends when that review happens. I think it has to happen ASAP, though, because there's just so many questions need to be answered here.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Barry White there, News Talk's chief reporter.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.